The boys are back home.
Orlando Magic at two home games. Wow, that's exciting. They'll be back on the road soon. Don't worry. But Magic are back at home and eager to learn lessons from a winless road trip. Plus, Franz Wagner. That should be all the teas you need to listen to today's episode of Locked On Magic.
You are Locked On Magic, your daily Orlando Magic podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And you are indeed Locked On Magic. Today is December 15th, 2021. My name is Philip Rosenreich. I'm the expert and site editor over at OrlandoMagicDaily.com. Of course, follow me on Twitter at @PhilipRR_OMD. On today's episode of Locked On Magic, we'll talk about the Magic's approach to their winless road trip now that they're on the other end of it, and how they hope that it can help them build and grow, and really kind of the perspective that they're taking on this season. Some interesting philosophical thoughts from some of the Magic's veterans after practice on Tuesday. We'll get into some of that. Plus, Franz Wagner has arrived. Sweet Franz, continuing to surprise and amaze all of us. We'll talk about his road trip as well. We'll get to all that coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, we do want to thank you for making Locked On Magic part of your day every day. Whether you download us right when we upload, whether you're watching us on YouTube during your day, avoid those Spider-Man trailers, folks. They're out there. Don't watch them. Don't watch them. Or whether you're listening to us at work, on your way to the game, whenever, we truly appreciate you for making Locked On Magic part of your day, whenever you make it part of your day. Remember, the Locked On Podcast Network is available on all podcasting platforms, as well as many of our shows, including our own, streaming on YouTube. The Locked On Podcast Network, it's your team every day. Today's episode is brought to you by Truebill. Truebill is the new app that saves you money by helping you identify and stop paying for the subscriptions you don't want or need. They can even negotiate better deals on those you want to keep. Check it out today at Truebill. Look, 0-5 road trips are not good. Five-game losing streaks are not good. This is still a zero-sum business. This is still a win-lose business. Someone comes out the winner. Someone comes out the loser. As long as they're counting score, that's still going to be the most important thing that matters. And no matter what, everything should be done and evaluated and worked through with that end goal in mind. How do we win more basketball games? Obviously, for the Orlando Magic this year, that's the thought process and the strategy is we're going to take our lumps now. We're going to let young players develop, get experience, see the world, so to speak. And that's what's going to help us win in the long term. We'll also hope you get a good draft pick to get more talent, but that's neither here nor there. For this season, the Magic are very much in that grind, you know, very much trying to find ways to both stay together, keep an eye on that far off, long-term, long-distance goal, but still feel hungry enough and hurt enough that these losses do matter and these losses still sting. The Magic's five-game road trip was full of these lessons. There were close losses on the final possessions of the game to the Houston Rockets and the LA Clippers. There was just a really poor defensive effort against Sacramento Kings in a game that the Magic did a lot of things well, a lot of good things. There was a three-quarter effort against the Los Angeles Lakers, but obviously that one quarter makes the difference. There's a lot that this Magic team still has to get together and learn. There's a lot this team still has to clean up and improve. But as they're going through this season, as they're developing, all they have is the work. All they have is the belief that what they're doing will work, will come together if they put the work in to get there. And that's obviously still the biggest challenge for this team. And it's a young team. There's going to be mistakes. There's going to be hiccups. The talent depth, you know, no offense to anyone on the roster, the talent depth isn't there to win every night. And the Magic are still putting a lot of pieces together. But they came home from a winless road trip optimistic that they are making the progress they need to make, and that getting back in the gym, their gym at that, will help them clean up some of the excesses and some of the struggles that they had during the road trip. But they still want to point to the positives. They want to point out that, yes, the offense is playing significantly better than it was beforehand. The team is averaging, I think, around 102 points per 100 possessions this season. They scored 109 in those five games out west. There was the, Franz Wagner. We'll talk a little bit about him, about how he has begun to emerge. There's the fact that the Magic are in closer games now. They will point out that the fourth quarter against the Lakers, down by 25 after taking a haymaker, the Magic cut the lead down to 10 and had a chance to cut it to 7 on a three by Terrence Ross, as Jamal Mosley put after practice yesterday. The team has to understand that 5-minute swings, that one shot here or there, or one decision here or there, can be the difference between a game being a 12-point deficit and still having a chance to win and ballooning out to 25. These are all things that young rosters have to learn, and young teams have to go through some of these growing pains, especially as they continue to improve. But the lesson, it seems, coming from this road trip is this team is still really tied together. This team is still really believing in those little victories, in those small things, not in those, if you want to call them that, moral victories, and believes that they are on the right track. Again, only time will tell about that. Obviously, there's still a lot for this roster to clean up, a lot for this team to clean up, a lot for this team to improve on. But the Magic feel they are still moving in the right direction. Again, time will tell. I do think the Magic are playing a lot better right now. Again, the defense has been a struggle, and we'll talk about some of those struggles here in a bit, but I do think the Magic are playing a lot better. I think the Magic are doing a lot of good things. I think the road trip was ultimately a good thing for this team. Again, we're still seeing that heavy bench reserve split. It's a team that lacks depth and right now has only one real point guard on the roster in Cole Anthony. They've been playing Franz Wagner a little bit off as a lead ball handler. And he's got, God bless Franz Wagner. He has taken to everything the Magic have thrown at him and excelled at it. But the Magic need another point guard, whether that's Jalen Suggs, who got a checkup on his injured thumb yesterday. We'll get an update on that Wednesday. Whether that's Markelle Fultz, who is on his way back, but still no timetable for his return. He is, as of this recording, he's still listed as out for Wednesday's game. I'm not expecting him to play tonight. The Magic need more depth. They need more quality players. They need more guys that they can rely on consistently, especially with that bench, so the starters aren't constantly playing from behind. There are still a lot of things to clean up. Don't get it wrong. On the road trip, the Magic had a 17 turnover rate. Only the Miami Heat had a worse turnover rate that time period in their last five games, the Orlando Magic. And while the Magic will do a decent job for those turnovers from turning into points, obviously it varied against the Golden State Warriors, but even though the Magic do a decent job keeping those turnovers from turning into points, those missed opportunities kill them, give the other team extra possessions, give the other team extra chance to extend the lead. And that's typically what they did throughout the course of the road trip. Turnovers were the direct causes for losses to the Houston Rockets, Golden State Warriors, and the Los Angeles Lakers. And frankly, those just cannot happen over and over and over again. Orlando's defensive effort was also extremely poor during the road trip. As good as the Magic's offense was, the defense was just abysmally bad on the West Coast trip. It wants to be about its defense, that wants defense to be its main identity. That's really, really rough. That is a rough thing to swallow and eat. And yeah, there's plenty of inconsistency to go around among young players. So no. Everything is not hunky-dory. Everything is not good here in the Magic Kingdom. Everything is not, perfect. The team is 5-23. No one should be satisfied with that record. No one should be, no one should be happy that this team is losing the games that they're losing and certainly losing some of the ways that they are losing. But this is a long-term project. There are individuals to be happy about. A lot of the Magic's young players have gotten significantly better. And again, it's still about making those pieces come together consistently enough to help the team win. That's the challenge of the season. That's the challenge of any rebuild as players get themselves going. If the Orlando Magic want this road trip to be successful, they will learn a lot of these lessons. They will focus on reducing their turnovers. They will focus on being better on the ball, on being better defensively, more committed on the defensive end. And if that happens, then the Magic will be in business once again, and we won't be talking about moral victories. We'll talk a little bit about Franz Wagner and the progress that he made on the West Coast road trip coming up here in just a moment. But first, nobody really thinks about their feet. Now, everyone thinks about their clothes. You know, they think about setting themselves up. No one thinks day to day about their feet. You're on your feet every day. And I can tell you from experience, you don't understand how important your feet are until you break a leg, until you can't move, until you have to get around on crutches, until you're reliant on something else to move, to get you moving around. So don't your feet deserve the best of comfort, the best of performance? Look, it's the holiday season. No one really likes getting socks, but actually a good sock is the best gift you can give someone. I'm not joking about this. I'm probably going to buy myself some socks this holiday season. And I'm going to buy some Stance socks at that. Founded in 2009, Stance Apparel represents a radical reinvention of socks, underwear, and active apparel. With a sharp focus on comfort, quality, and creativity, Stance brings an atypical aesthetic alongside some of pop culture's hottest collaborators for the ultimate in style and self-expression. Because everything you wear should be a direct extension of who you are and how you feel. And trust me, your feet will feel great when you put on some of these Stance socks. It literally feels like you're walking on a pillow. You feel like you could conquer the world in so many ways. No matter what your favorite designs are, you know, you can grab some current collaborators with Stance like Batman, The Goonies, Star Wars, The Office, Disney, Marvel, Bob Marley, and of course, the NBA. Stance socks are the class of comfort. Again, they will make your feet feel like they are walking on a pillow. You don't understand the difference until you try one of these socks on. You don't understand what soft feels like, what comfortable feels like until you have some Stance socks on you. And they have other great apparel as well. Stance believes that the perfect fit matters more than fitting it, that those who feel good do good. So go see for yourself, register for an account at stance.com and get 15% off your first purchase. Again, use promo code LOCKEDON at checkout to apply. Enjoy the color and comfort of a life less ordinary with Stance. We want to thank you once again for making Locked On Magic part of your day every day, whether you're listening to us here in the morning, right as we upload, whether you're listening to us on your way to tonight's Magic game. I will see you there. I'm happy to be back in the Amway Center to see the Magic play. No matter when you listen to us, we truly do appreciate you listening to Locked On Magic and making us part of your day every day. Remember, we're available wherever you download podcasts as well as streaming on YouTube. You can count me as one of the Franz Wagner skeptics, I suppose. In my draft preparation, I honestly did not have Franz Wagner really on my board. I'll freely admit, I'm going to teach myself a lesson here. I did not have Franz Wagner on my board. I felt like the Magic had enough kind of those swing bigs. They had Jonathan Isaac waiting in the wings. At that time, I was expecting him back at the start of the season. They had Chuma Okeke, who was really promising. It didn't feel like the Magic needed another 3-4. Especially when you started looking ahead to this year's draft, where there are a lot of 3-4s. So Franz Wagner, he didn't pop off to me. He seemed like a glue guy, a guy that would help a winning team a whole lot more than he would help a developing team. One of those classic draft blunders, the jack of all trades. Well, let me say this right now. I was completely wrong. a lot of us who may have doubted how good Franz Wagner, I mean, a lot of people were really wrong about Franz Wagner, but even his proponents, even people who really loved him, probably even Jeff Weltman, probably did not expect to see Franz Wagner play this well. Franz Wagner is very much in the running for Rookie of the Year. He almost certainly will be on the All-Rookie team. He will definitely be going to Cleveland for the NBA All-Star Weekend as part of the rookie sophomore game. He's going to be on the world team, so we will see him go up against Cole Anthony, hopefully also Jalen Suggs in that game. But Franz Wagner has had a runaway rookie season. He has been so incredible. And what's really been incredible time and time and time again is we discover new parts of his game. We discover new things about him that make him better, that just make him so much better than what we initially thought about him. Look, my opinion of Franz Wagner when he entered the draft process was, okay, this is a guy that's going to move really well off the ball. He's going to defend well. He's going to do all those little things that make teams better. It's not that I disliked Franz Wagner as a player. It's just that I didn't think he was the right pick. I thought a higher upside, quote-unquote higher upside pick would have been the right pick for the team. But the reality is Franz Wagner is just a good basketball player. And, you know, when Jeff Weltman talks about this, the guy with a high basketball IQ, or Jamal Mosley says this guy with a high basketball IQ, you see that in Franz Wagner. Because everything the Magic throw at him, he figures out. And he just does so well. Over the last few weeks, over this road trip, we really began to see Franz Wagner blossom. And the Magic begin to, like, peel off the onion, so to speak, and discover new things about him. For the road trip, for the last five games, Wagner averaged 18.2 points per game, 5 rebounds per game, and 4.2 assists per game while shooting 52.3% from the floor and 56.3% from deep. That includes, step back threes. That includes driving to the basket, being really good at using pace in the way that I mentioned on Monday, using pace to keep defenders on his hip, keep the defender off balance, and then explode to the basket. He's significantly more athletic and creative off the dribble than I think a lot of us realize. And the Magic trust him enough that he's their lead ball handler in those secondary lineups. One thing that was probably discovered more than anything else on this road trip is Wagner is a heck of a passer. He's not just a really good smart passer. And he's able to create and make plays for others that just blow your mind. I jokingly tweeted after one game, I don't think I've said this in the last 5 minutes, but Franz Wagner is really good. And right now he is playing at a very, very high level, a higher level than I think most rookies are playing at this point. And certainly Cade Cunningham's playing really well. Evan Mobley's playing really well. Scottie Barnes has had a really nice season. Franz Wagner is probably next on the list of rookies who are doing good things in the league. And again, I forget who says this. It might be Matt Moore. Rookies are bad. It might be Matt Moore. It might be Seth Partnow. It might be Danny LaRue. Rookies are bad. Rookies are usually very bad. They usually make a ton of mistakes. They don't really know what they're doing. And if you get a rookie who can contribute even just a little bit, yeah, you're doing a good thing. That's a good place to start. I mean, Jalen Suggs defends really well. That's a good place to start. He can do something. He looks like an NBA player. He's obviously got a lot more work to do, and certainly expectations probably were a little too high on him for his rookie season. But he's doing good things. Franz Wagner is doing very good things as well. The question now is, what comes next? You know, Wagner hit a little bit of a rookie wall a few weeks ago. Is that rookie wall going to come back and bite him again? Possibly. Season's long. It's a really difficult season, really difficult. The most difficult thing for rookies to learn in their first year is how to get through 82 games. But every time something's been thrown in Wagner's way, every time a new task or new challenge has been thrown at Wagner, he has succeeded. He's not just succeeded, he's blown away all expectations. And very much so, everyone believes Wagner is a fundamental and foundational building piece of this team now. Someone who's going to be part of this group and part of this core for a very, very long time. Of course, we will see. It's still a lot of work to do. There's still a lot at play and a lot that has to be worked on and focused on. But Wagner has been impressive, to say the least. and the Magic have been excited to see what comes next. We'll talk a little bit about tonight's game against the Atlanta Hawks coming up here in just a moment. But first, a quick word from our pals at BetOnline. BetOnline has you covered all season with more props, odds, and line ever before as football season continues its march to the playoffs. We're very excited. The Bucks just one win away now from clinching the NFC South and winning their first division title since 2007. That's exciting. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Today's podcast also brought to you by our pals at Built Bar. Built Bar is the perfect stocking stuffer to get you through this holiday season. The holidays can be extremely tiring, so get that Built Bar boost to meet Aunt Becky or say hello to another relative or have one more sugar drop. I don't know how it works. I don't really celebrate Christmas. But grab that protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, or even better than a candy bar. Built Bar is filled with so much holiday goodness, rich with decadent flavor, covered in chocolate, but amazingly low in calories, sugar, net carbs, and fat, and high in protein. You get the best of both worlds, delicious and healthy. There are so many flavors to choose from. You'll have a hard time choosing whether it's raspberry, cherry, double chocolate, cookies and cream, peanut butter brownie, or whatever. Built Bar gives you that extra fuel you need to get through the holiday season, whether you're going to the mall, spending time with family, or just doing a little workout for yourself. Built Bar can give you that extra something to keep you going. So throw one in your jacket or purse. You never know when you're going to need it. If you're looking to cozy up with something warm, a nice holiday secret from our friends at Built, dip your Built Bar into a piping hot cup of cocoa. Let it melt a little and give your beverage a bit of that Built Bar flavor. Plus, you'll have a nice melty Built Bar to go with it. Be sure to have a couple napkins on hand. If you like some of those marshmallowy treats around the holidays, you need to get your hands on Built Bar Puffs. They're light, fluffy, and marshmallowy through and through. Different flavors, all covered in chocolate. They taste so good, you won't believe they're filled with protein. Go to Built.com and use promo code LOCK15 and get 15% off your order. Again, use promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at Built.com. The Orlando Magic are back in action tonight against the Atlanta Hawks as they return home from their West Coast road trip. These first games coming back from road trips are always a little bit tricky. There's still a little bit of jet lag. Certainly the Hawks coming from Atlanta after a loss to Houston on Monday. Not going to be super thrilled, but the Hawks struggling a little bit as well. Obviously the Magic have to focus on themselves first. They got to keep the offense that they had on the West Coast trip. You know, West Coast teams tend to play a little bit faster than Eastern Conference teams. They got to keep that offense. They got to find their defense. They got to really sit down and defend because one thing Atlanta does really well is they score the ball. That is, Trae Young is someone you cannot rest on and cannot make a ton of mistakes. He's certainly given Cole Anthony some problems as well. The Hawks sitting at 13-14 have the second best offense in the league at 113.1 points per 100 possessions. They do give up 111 points per 100 possessions. They're bottom five in defense. Magic, of course, at 112.9. So a rough matchup there. But the Hawks are struggling a bit these last five games. They've had some injuries hit them. They've been without some key players, some key role players like DeAndre Hunter and Bogdan Bogdanovic. Atlanta, yes, their defense is lagging at 117.1, but they are still scoring a lot of points. 115.9 points per 100 possessions here. In the last five games, they're 1-4 in those games, dropping some games that they should have won. Trae Young is still scoring a lot of points. So again, the focus for Orlando still has to be on themselves. They have to be about themselves. They have to be about what can we do to win? What do we need to do to win? The first thing is don't turn the ball over. You turn the ball over against this Hawks team, it is automatic points for them. Whether it's Trae Young, whether it's Clint Capella, whether it's whoever, John Collins on the wing, it doesn't matter. This Hawks team is going to score. You cannot give them extra possessions. And so, we've been banging the drum about turnovers all, for the last two, 3 weeks, it feels like. the Magic cannot make those unforced mistakes. Again, you make an aggressive turnover, you're trying to hit a cutter, that's fine. Ball goes out of bounds, that's fine. Honestly, even 24-second shot clock violations, I don't mind. I'd rather run through and execute an offense and give away a dead ball turnover than, you know, sometimes take a bad shot and lead it to a run out. The Magic just have to be on their game with the fast breaks. They have to be on their game with the turnovers. So much about this team is just about limiting their own mistakes. Be in a position, you know, when the Magic limit their mistakes, they do usually have chances to win. The Clippers game, the Magic did not turn the ball over a ton. They gave themselves a real chance to win. Obviously, one of the bigger challenges, too, will be trying to keep up with the scoring. This game could end up playing out just like that game against the Kings. So the Magic have to really focus in on their defense. They cannot let their offense dictate their defense. Their defense has to be the catalyst for their offense. That's I think, the thing that hasn't quite clicked for this team. They know it conceptually, but they don't quite play that way yet. They got to really dig in defensively. If the Magic don't dig in defensively, again, very, very little chance to win. The Magic will tip off against the Atlanta Hawks at 7 o'clock at the Amway Center. The orange jerseys are back, or the remix jerseys are back. The City Edition jerseys are back. So we'll get to see the orange court and the orange uniforms out on the floor as the Magic take on the Atlanta Hawks. That's going to do it for today, though. We want to thank you again for listening to today's episode of Locked On Magic. Of course, find us on Twitter at Locked On Magic. Subscribe to the podcast, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Himalaya, Google Play, Spotify, Odyssey, and all the fun places to download podcasts to your podcast-enabled listening device. You can find me on Twitter at @PhilipR_Amdean. Of course, for the latest on the Orlando Magic, be sure to check out OrlandoMagicDaily.com. Follow us along throughout the course of the game on Twitter at @OMagicDaily. Now, go make your second listen, Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets, hosted by your boy Q, with expert analysis and insight from Lee Sterling. It's free and available on all platforms, just like every Locked On podcast is. That's good to do for me today, though. I want to thank you all again for listening to today's episode of Locked On Magic. For Orlando Magic Daily and Locked On Magic, this has been Philip Rossman. I'd like to see you all again next time for another episode of Locked On Magic.